Johnson, we're sorry to inform you your request for a second loan has been refused. And the board of directors up in the city has instructed us to take the farm from you. We understand your problems and wish that we could help you, but the falling price of wheat's not our concern. And the cost of operation may well be rising, but the fact is that you lose more than you earn. This Saturday morning there will be an auction underneath a cold gray country sky. And while the rest of the nation is still sleeping, they'll be bidding America goodbye.
South of the Great Lakes capital city, covering all of North America via satellite, AM and FM stations all across the country, and live and archived on the World Wide Web. This is Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks, your host here for the next 3 hours. Nice to have you with us as we document the crisis of our republic, the undermining of our national, state, and individual sovereignty. And today is the 15th of May, 2010. There's a lot going on today. I got a ton of information, and I'm going to try to get through as much of it as possible. In the third hour, we're going to be visiting with Bob Chapman of the International Forecaster. There's a lot going on in the financial world as well, as we've covered a lot on this show in the past and previous weeks. Greece is imploding. We have the other pig nations, Portugal, Italy, Ireland, and Spain. Iceland's imploding, apparently. They led the pack. But the point is, ladies and gentlemen, America's not far behind. We're going to talk with Bob Chapman about some of this stuff in the third hour. Also, I'm going to get to the British Petroleum disaster in the Gulf. I've been taking a lot of notes here, and I've got quite a laundry list of things that I want to bring up about that, as I've been saving articles about the whole Gulf oil disaster. I can't bring myself to call it an oil spill, because this is not a spill, ladies and gentlemen. This is an underwater geyser of oil that's just shooting into the Gulf. And I don't think, I've tried to use my imagination to even grasp the gravity of this situation if they're not able to get this stopped. And the question, of course, comes to mind is, what's going to be the ramifications of this? I mean, how far-reaching will this disaster be? I think already we're seeing that this thing has dwarfed the Exxon Valdez, or Valdez, or however you pronounce it. Years ago, I remember, they called that the greatest environmental disaster in history. Well, I think this has well surpassed that, ladies and gentlemen. And there are a number of things that the government has done, and more importantly, hasn't done, with regard to this whole thing, not the least of which is the Interior Secretary Chief of Staff went whitewater rafting with his wife after he learned about this whole thing. So 3 days afterwards, he takes off to the Grand Canyon with his wife to go whitewater rafting. I'm going to go down this list a little bit later on in the broadcast. Also, we have the Kerry climate bill has resurfaced. Kerry Lieberman got together. They introduced the climate bill. We told you last week that was coming this week. They did unveil it Wednesday. We're going to go and among some of the details about that, we find out 60 new government programs and projects that are being created by Kerry Lieberman. And we're going to go through these projects and government programs. You talk about bureaucracy, ladies and gentlemen. This is a 1,000-page bill, and it is unbelievable. Unbelievable. Let's hope to God it never passes. They're saying that the chances are minute, but I wouldn't hold your breath. Stay with us. We have a lot to cover. We'll be back.
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, "Help, I've fallen and I can't get up," protects 60,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a nursing home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now 1-800-410-0739. 1-800-410-0739. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure, 1-800-410-0739.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
In another lifetime, one of toil and blood, when blackness was a virtue and the road was full of mud. I come in from the wilderness, a creature void of form. Come in, she said, I'll give ya shelter from the storm. If I pass this way again, you can rest assured I'll always do my best for her, on that I give my word. In a world of steel-eyed death and men who are fighting to be warm, come in, she said, I'll give you a shelter from the storm.
All right, Seeger brings us back into the broadcast. This is Governed America. I'm Darren Weeks as we continue on here. GovernedAmerica.com is the website, www.governedamerica.com. My email address is radio@governedamerica.com. As I said before the break, lots going on. The climate bill has been introduced this past Wednesday. We have information from Bloomberg here. As Kerry says, great deal of consensus reached on climate policy. They say they reported on... Okay, you know what? I'm going to skip that one because I didn't realize it was dated. Let's move on here. It says, this is from PR Newswire. Kerry Lieberman climate bill is a hidden tax on transportation, ATA says. The American Trucking Association, the ATA, cannot support the American Power Act, the climate bill introduced May 12th by Senator John Kerry and Joe Lieberman. ATA President and CEO Bill Graves said on May 12th, just a few days ago. The bill was raised. The bill will raise the cost. Now listen to this, folks. He says the bill will raise the cost of gasoline and diesel fuel without significantly reducing the output of carbon dioxide by the trucking industry, which is a non-discretionary user of diesel fuel. Now, we've told you over and over again, and I don't want to go into it too much in depth, because carbon dioxide is a red area. We don't need to reduce carbon dioxide. Carbon dioxide is a useful gas. It's necessary. It's a part of human life, or a part of everyday planetary life. Very necessary to maintain the structure, the balance. The greener the Earth becomes, the more CO2 you have in the atmosphere. That's just the way it is. The Earth absorbs CO2 like a sponge, and it helps the crops. It helps things grow, the vegetation, which then releases oxygen into the atmosphere, which is necessary for human beings to live. So all of this is just a load of crap. There's a lot of junk science that's being trumped up, and most of you know this. I'm just saying this for the benefit of new listeners. We've done interviews. In fact, there's an entire interview we did with climate scientist. What's his name? Jeez, I'm drawing a blank. Anyway, it's up on YouTube. You can go to youtube.com/governamerica. Tim Ball, Dr. Tim Ball. I'm sorry for drawing that blank. But his interview is up there on YouTube. And you can go there. In fact, there's a link up on the website at governamerica.com to our YouTube channel. The point of the matter is, we don't need to do this. And the powers that be, this is just going to be a global tax on everything that you do, a global tax on your breathing, a global tax on businesses. And the name of the game, ladies and gentlemen, is clamping us down so that we can't do anything. We can't live a normal lifestyle without paying for every single thing over and over and over again. They want to charge you for the water that you pull out of the ground. They want to charge you for the air that you breathe. They want to charge you for everything. And we're already being squeezed from all sides. There are millions of people that are unemployed right now by design. We have the Federal Reserve inflating the money. They just announced that they're going to be bailing out Greece now over in Europe. They're going to be printing unlimited dollar amounts, unlimited dollars to bail out Europe. And there's just no end in sight to this. And every dollar that they print means that the dollars that you have are worth less. So anything that you're saving in your bank account, anything that you put in your mattress, in your wallet, is worth less and less and less all the time. Prices are going to appear to go up, but remember, prices never really go up. The cost, the value of your dollar is going down. So we see that this bill has been introduced. And they say the bill will raise the cost of gasoline and diesel fuel without significantly reducing the output of carbon dioxide, which is completely unnecessary. The Senate bill will require refiners to purchase billions of dollars worth of carbon allowances that correspond to the carbon footprint of the fuels they sell. The refiners will then pass the cost on to consumers in the form of higher fuel prices. As such, the Senate bill operates as a hidden multi-billion dollar tax. Quote, while others might object to the characterization, the climate bill clearly imposes a tax on transportation fuels and reallocates revenue from the tax for non-transportation purposes. Can you say Agenda 21, ladies and gentlemen? Getting you out of your cars, getting you on your bicycles, and getting you on sidewalks where you have to walk. See, when you make transportation unaffordable, you force people to out of the rural areas because they have to be able to get to stores, they have to be able to get to work. And so the idea is to design these sustainable communities, relocate people, make it impossible for them to transport themselves with transportation to and from the rural areas, so they can't live in rural areas anymore. So they effectively accomplish getting you off the land, and everything you need will be within a 5-mile radius of your apartment, basically, your sustainable community. All right, I want to move on here. Because we know this is a tax, we know it's going to drive the prices. In fact, I remember playing a clip on this broadcast from Obama, and he made the statement that under his plan, and I wish I had this clip ready to play right now, but you can go back in the archives and find it. I'm sure there's probably a YouTube clip somewhere with it on it. But Obama actually said that under his plan of cap and trade, energy prices would necessarily skyrocket. ladies and gentlemen. Everyone needs to have a paradigm shift and realize that this is the plan. This is the agenda to make prices skyrocket to the point where you can't afford it anymore. And we're coming down. What it boils down to is controlling human behavior. From the New York Times, we see Senate climate bill would create, quote, task force to assess power plant rules. They say a little noticed provision within the Senate climate bill unveiled yesterday would create a task force to explore how federal and state environmental programs would affect the ability of coal-fired power plants to lower their greenhouse gas emissions. The detail of the task force laid out in the 987-page climate bill unveiled yesterday by Senators John Kerry and Joe Lieberman caused alarm among some environmental and public health advocates who warned that the language could lead to exemptions from federal air pollution programs. Kerry and industry representatives, meanwhile, said the panel would merely bring attention to overlapping power plant rules. The task force would be composed of representatives from U.S. EPA, the Energy Department, the Treasury Department, state public utility commissions, and other relevant agencies, as well as the electricity generating sector and non-governmental organizations. Who's going to pay for all this bureaucracy, ladies and gentlemen? We're a bankrupt country right now. We are absolutely 110% bankrupt, and yet we have 60 new programs, studies, and reports, according to Climate Depot, who obtained a copy of a memo circulating on Capitol Hill about the Kerry Lieberman climate bill. Here are 60 new government programs, studies, and reports. And as I'm going to read through these things. And I want you to ask yourself the question, who is going to pay for this? Number one, Nuclear Innovative Technology Loan Guarantee Program. Number two, Nuclear Regulatory Risk Insurance Program. Thirdly, Spent Fuel Recycling Research and Development Center of Excellence. There's a center of excellence. Now, who can be against excellence, ladies and gentlemen? Don't you want excellence in government? Then we have the Nuclear Energy Research Initiative, the five-year accelerated depreciation period for new nuclear power plants, the investment tax credit for new nuclear power facilities, the new nuclear tax-exempt bonds, grants in lieu of tax credits for qualified nuclear power facilities, the special funding program for CCS and conversion technologies, the CCS Program Partnership Council, the CCS deployment study, performance standards for coal-fired power plants study and report, the Rural Energy Loan Program for Energy Efficiency, the Clean Energy Technology Fund, Offset Credit Advisory Committee, Offset Audit and Review Program, including third-party verifiers, the Offset Productivity Study, the International Offsets Integrity Advisory Committee, the International Offsets Program, the Black Carbon Sources Report, the Black Carbon Reduction Grant Program, the Enhanced Soil Sequestration Grant Program, the Study of Fast Mitigation Strategies, the State Air Pollution Control Agency's Grant Program, the Forestry Sector Greenhouse Gas Annual Accounting Report, Impacts of Renewable Biomass Use Report, the NAS Study on Renewable Biomass Definition, the Electricity Consumers Allowance Program, the Natural Gas Consumers Allowance Program, the Home Heating Oil and Propane Consumers Program, the Fund for the Working Families Refundable Relief Program, the Energy Fund the Energy Refund Program, the GAO Study for the Mechanisms for Delivering Universal Refund, the Universal Trust Fund, the Office of Consumer Advocacy, the Emission Allowance Rebate Program for Eligible Industrial Sectors. We're getting up close to break time, ladies and gentlemen. I'm on number 37. I'm going to continue this and finish this on the other side of the break. I think you folks should, and if it's cumbersome listening to all this crap, imagine trying to live under it. This is Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks. We'll be back here in a moment. Stay with us.
Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway announcement. you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, against the better judgment of our management team, we're going to prove to you once and for all that Proactiv works. So if you want to try it, give us a call, because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv and receive our legendary refining face mask free if you call right now.
You heard it. Be one of the first callers and you'll receive a 60-day trial of Proactiv Solution risk-free, plus a free refining face mask when you call 1-800-340-4634.
Proactiv's combination therapy system uses prescription-grade acne medicine and soothing spa-quality botanicals to create a powerful acne-fighting system. It's so effective it transforms blemishes and bumps into clear, smooth skin.
You can have beautiful, healthy-looking skin. Put us to the test and we'll prove it. Get your risk-free 60-day trial plus a free refining face mask. Call toll free now, 1-800-340-4634. That's 1-800-340-4634.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Men, are you thinking about the health of your prostate? Recently, New Vitality Health Products gave away thousands of free bottles of the supplement Beta Prostate. Due to incredible demand, they're giving away more free bottles of Beta Prostate to any new customers who call now. Beta Prostate is packed with plant sterols that support your prostate health. Remember, your prostate affects urine flow, sleeping habits, intimacy, and overall quality of life. Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same natural plant sterols as one Beta Prostate. And if you haven't tried Beta Prostate yet, you can call right now for a free bottle. You only pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-790-6293. This offer is limited to one free bottle per household. Give your body nutrition that targets the prostate. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-790-6293 and be sure to click on our banner at www.republicbroadcasting.org.
All right, we're back. This is Government America. I'm Darren Weeks. Let's continue on here. Before the break, I began sharing with you a list of 60 new government programs, studies, reports, and projects from a memo obtained by the Climate Depot, which are in the near 1,000-page Lieberman-Kerry climate bill, which was introduced apparently this past Wednesday. Okay? Now, I'm going to finish up this list. And I want you folks to imagine, as you're listening to this, number one, how much is all this going to cost? And we are a bankrupt country already. We have military maneuvers that we're funding all around the world. Obama just announced that he's planning on advancing the space program to land on an asteroid, which is just absolutely insane. But, of course, the report from Iron Mountain comes to mind, where they mentioned having unattainable goals and the reality that these things are expensive, and the idea is to control the population. That's what it's all about. Anyway, I'm going to finish up this list here. Number 37, presidential report on emissions allowances rebates. 38, international reserve allowance program. 39, the General Accounting Office or Government Accountability Office or whatever it's reported, whatever it's called now. The GAO report on the utilization of tax incentives. 40, the Clean Energy Curriculum Development Grants. 41, Vocational Education and Job Training Information and Resources Clearinghouse. The Number 42, Clean Energy Construction Careers Demonstration Project. Number 43, Clean Vehicle Technology Fund. Number 44, the Natural Gas Vehicle Bond. Number 45, Incentive Program for CNG and LNG Vehicle Manufacturing Facilities. Number 46, the GSA Study on Increasing Natural Gas-Powered Vehicles in the Federal Fleet. Number 47, the Carbon Conservation Program. Number 48, the Carbon Conservation Fund. Number 49, the Low Carbon Industrial Technologies Research and Development Center. Number 50, Strategic Interagency Board on International Climate Investment. Number 51, the Developing Country Deforestation Program. Number 52, the International Climate Change Adaptation and Global Security Program. Number 53, the Report to Congress on International Effectiveness. Number 54, Report on Major Economies Climate Actions. Number 55, the Natural Resources Climate Change Adaptation Panel. Number 56, Natural Resources Climate Change Adaptation Fund. Number 57, the Federal Agency's Natural Adaptation Strategies. Number 58, the state's Natural Resources Adaptation Plans. And number 59, the Natural Fish and Wildlife Habitat and Corridors Information Program. And finally, number 60, the authority for EPA to establish additional climate change programs, including water management, fire protection, and coastal watersheds. So if everything that we've seen from 1 through 59 isn't enough, the Environmental Protection Agency will have authority to establish on its own additional climate change programs, agencies, and projects. So here you go, ladies and gentlemen. Now, every single one of these things is nothing but totalitarian control of everything you do. You talk about a web of bureaucracy. But this is what we have to look forward to if the Kerry Lieberman climate change bill is passed in Congress. Anyway, I'm going to move on here. We got some phone calls on the line. If you'd like to call in, you're welcome to do so. 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. We have Obama now. He is in the process right now of agreeing to try to disarm this country. This has been going on for a long time. United Nations. It's a disarmament program, 1961, State Department Publication 7277, United States Program for General and Complete Disarmament in a Peaceful World. We can talk about that in a little bit. First, we'll go to John in Tennessee. 1-800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. John, good morning. Hello, John. Are you there?
I'm here, but I was just listening.
Oh, okay. Oh, you're just listening?
Yeah. Go back to what was number 53? What was that one?
The Report to Congress on International Effectiveness.
It seems like for every agency that they set up a fund.
Yeah.
I found it.
Well, for instance,
surprising, but as if they don't have enough money, they're gonna create all these funds from nothing. So from nothing, nothing does come. I guess that violates thermodynamics, because out of nothing, something comes, even though it is nothing.
Well, I guess that would be the magic of government, John.
Well, that would be the magic of the financial system.
Yeah, absolutely.
Black magic.
Yeah, black is right, too. Hey, thanks for... is that all you had?
Yeah, I suppose, like I said, I was listening. The only reason I made a comment is you picked up.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, thanks for the call.
I have a question later on for Bob.
Okay. All right. Very good. We'll take Jeff in Massachusetts when we come back. Stay with us, folks. This is Govern America. Much more to come.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Today in America, you are facing threats of bank holidays, currency devaluation, confiscation of funds by lawyers and various government entities. We at Panama Legal Offshore Law Firm based in Guatemala have offshore solutions. For instance, we can form an anonymous Hong Kong corporation for you, get you a bank account, a $1 trillion Hong Kong bank that'll let you own 10 different currencies in your account. If one or two currencies go down, the others will go up. You'll have no Hong Kong taxes, strong bank secrecies, no tax treaty with the USA, no need to go to Hong Kong, access your funds online from anywhere in the world, and you can even get an anonymous Visa card without your name on it or in the script through us. So come visit us at PanamaLaw.org. That's www.PanamaLaw, one word, PanamaLaw.org. And you can chat with us on Skype or use our encrypted chat and discuss your needs. Thank you.
Introducing the new Go Berkey Kit, the first of its kind portable water purification system for those on the go. The new Go Berkey system has an amazing output of about a gallon an hour. Each Go Berkey Kit includes a 1-quart high-quality stainless steel system complete with a black Berkey purification element, a generic sports bottle, and a nylon carrying case. The whole kit weighs a mere 2.25 pounds. With an expected element life of around 3,000 gallons, you can refill the Go Berkey system up to an incredible 12,000 times before needing to replace the element. The new Go Berkey kit is perfect for backpacking, hiking, emergency packs, bug-out bags, international travel, car emergency kits, or for your desk at home or at work. Get your Go Berkey kit today for only $139 by calling 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, the online store. It's a featured product.
All right, we're back. This is Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks. As we continue on here, well, my computer just died, so it's going to be kind of interesting doing the show without my... Oh, it's always something, isn't it, folks? Anyway, let's go to the phone lines and let's talk to Jeff. 1-800-313-9443, if you'd like to call in. That's 800-313-9443. And Jeff, good morning.
And good morning to you, too. Now, as far as this bill is concerned and the environmental garbage that's going on, the picture in my mind is Barack Obama looking at the TV and saying, America is officially bankrupt, and I am now giving the deed of America to Russia, China, and Saudi Arabia. I am a Marxist and I am a Muslim, and America will be under the autocratic rule of these three nations. Thank you very much. That's where the car is heading towards. And as far as the fuel is concerned, you cut off the fuel, you cut off the trucking. Cut off the trucking, you have starvation. Because your food supply is delivered throughout the country by trucks, especially the Northeast. And
yeah.
And also as a side note, there is a new movie coming out called Machete that Alex Jones has really been talking about, And this is going to lay the groundwork for race war in this country. So you combine everything, so you combine all these three elements, and you are going to have a complete meltdown and communist takeover of this country. Hard, red, Leninist, Soviet-style communism.
Yeah, well, you know, it's really interesting, and I don't think it's by accident, Jeff, that we have our government empowering communist China. We're right now they're engaging in talks. Even right now, I mean, this conference has been going on right now. They have non-proliferation conferences every 5 years, and they are in the process right now of negotiating away our rights to defend ourselves internationally.
Of course.
And, you know, without a military, and I've said this so often, without a military, without weaponry, I mean, I'm not in favor of these wars, don't get me wrong. I've been a very strong critic of these wars. But you have to have the ability to defend yourself, or you can't continue to exist as a country. Just like
exactly.
You have to be able to defend your borders, or you
exactly.
can't continue to exist as a country. So every
exactly.
little thing, everything that's a major thing, that we need to keep this country going, to keep this everything in place, to substantiate ourselves, is being eliminated right before our very eyes.
Exactly. The teeth is being taken out, and as far as illegal aliens is concerned, not all those people coming over the border are here to pick blueberries. The fact of the matter is, these people coming over the border, a lot of them are communist revolutionaries, foreign soldiers. We have a full scale invasion happening in this country, piecemeal, and the lamestream media does not even talk about this. That's what you have, a full scale invasion. And I believe that the role that Obama is playing is Obama is the transitional government from a democracy to communism. We used to be a republic. But that's long gone, you see.
Yeah, you know, and, you know, the Army has put out manuals talking about what democracy really is. They understand, and in fact they taught the soldiers at one time, that democracy was a system of mob rule. It was a system of socialism. It was a socialist system. In fact, Mikhail Gorbachev has come out and said repeatedly, he said that we, the Soviet people, we are not, in fact, I think it was in his book, Perestroika,
which
means restructuring. He said, we, the Soviet people, we're not going to be abandoning socialism. We want more socialism and therefore more democracy. So, I mean, there was a long laundry list of quotes that Mikhail Gorbachev said in his book, Perestroika, which basically indicated that democracy is socialism.
Right, right. And also, too, guess where that puts people like us? It puts people like us as dissidents, and dissidents wind up in the gulag. So as long as we have alternative and shortwave radio, we still have a little bit of a chance. But if you listen to Lindsay Williams, he said that the last thing the elite is going to do is remove the people like Alex Jones and people who are in the alternative radio field. I mean, we still have a little bit of a chance as long as we have the communication. Take away the communication, you know it's over. Game over, man.
Well, if they take away the communications, I would like to think the American people are smart enough to be able to circumvent whatever controls and measures they put into place. They tried that with China, by the way, and the people over there haven't been able to, they haven't been able to stop them. They always seem to find ways around the government controls. So I would like to think that we can outsmart them on that, but you're right. I mean, there's a lot of things. We've done so much damage to them that they're going to have to deal with the Internet. They're going to have to deal with all these communications. But,
Yes.
Anyway, I appreciate the call there, Jeff.
Yes, have a good weekend.
All right, you too. All right, folks, I think I'm making a recovery here. 800-313-9443. Just computer problems. Yes, Let's go ahead and go back to the phone lines, and let's talk to Vicki in Idaho. Vicki, good morning.
Good morning. Hi, Darren. I wanted to tell you about something I found on the Internet about BP.
Yes.
They, on a website called Greenberg and Quinlan, they're a big lobbying firm in Washington, D.C. They hired Greenberg, I guess, and they did a case study. And they were going into the alternative energy field. Let me just read this to you.
Okay.
Every day the world uses 85 million barrels of oil, and the figure is growing. Hydrocarbon fuels are essential for mobility, heating, and light, but carry serious consequences for the environment. After merging with Amoco in 2000, BP set out to define its mission and improve its market position by rebranding itself as a company focused on transcending energy-environment paradox and developing renewable and low-cost or low-carbon energy sources, making BP a company going beyond petroleum. Now, isn't this oil problem going to give their other side of their business a boost?
Yeah, absolutely. And the funny thing is, you know, you would think it would be completely the complete antithesis to the oil industry to be looking at environment, you know. But every single one of these multinational corporation energy companies have their own environmental department, their own environment program.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you ever notice that?
Oh yeah. Well, yeah, ever since they, I'm not sure when it all started, you know, when they started making the utility companies implement all of these programs to cut energy usage, but, you know, it's like telling the company, okay, you can stay in business, but you've got to commit administrative suicide, you know, by
mm-hmm.
by telling people that they can't use your service. I mean, it's, you know, it's
yeah.
absurd. But yeah. anyway, let me tell you the reason why I found this on BP. I was watching hearings on C-SPAN, and they were talking about a National Infrastructure Development Bank, and the proposal was by DeLauro, Rosa DeLauro
mm-hmm.
Of Connecticut. So I was doing research on her, and her husband is named Greenberg. So her husband is involved in this firm, Greenberg Quinlan. But on the, yeah, really, isn't it? But also, DeLauro was Chris Dodd's chief of staff before she ran for Congress. And I don't know if you remember this or if you've heard about this yet or not, but I heard that Chris Dodd is going to resign from the Senate or not run for re-election.
Yeah, I think I did hear that.
Right, and the thought occurred to me, you know, he's doing all this financial re-regulation and all of that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
The most horrible thought occurred to me that I wonder if he is resigning so that when the legislation passes for this national infrastructure development bank, he'll be the chairman of it. That will make him the first dictator of the United States.
Well, that's a very interesting thought. You know, I mean, there's a lot of Democrats that have resigned their post. And I don't know if that's because they think that they can't be reelected or if it's because they know what's coming down. But there's a lot of long-standing people in Congress that are stepping down and saying that they're not going to run again.
Yeah.
You know, it's almost like they're heading for the hills because they know something big is coming.
Well, if I'm right, it is big and it is time to head for the hills because the way that they've passed these environmental regulations, you know, where they'll be able to come into your house and inspect your home and, you know, the way that they've, are planning on implementing this, sustainable development, UN Agenda 21,
mm-hmm.
with somebody like Chris Dodd in charge of, you know, the National Infrastructure Development Bank. He will be a dictator in the model of a Stalin.
No question about it.
Yeah.
And already, all you have to do is look at what they're already doing in Britain. They already have these smart meters in the homes.
Mm-hmm.
They're actually trying to put into place measures right now. They're already putting into place measures over there, and I think they're trying to even get this here, where they can actually control the thermostats in your home and
yes.
turn off your heat.
Yeah, and determine when your dishwasher runs, and turn down your air conditioning, you know, so that it's warmer than what you want it to be.
Right, and understand too that under Agenda 21, one of the things that I don't know if it's Morris Strong, is one of these people that were promoting this whole thing in '92. They actually came out and said that home and workplace air conditioning, among a laundry list of other things, including meat consumption, is unsustainable. So ultimately, they want to completely eliminate home and workplace air conditioning.
It's
a big can of worms, and people need to wake up and realize that this climate bill is more than it's being purported.
Right.
We're talking about an absolute intrusion into every aspect of your life.
Well, and plus what they're doing with the taxes, they are implementing the Fair Tax Program, which the Fair Tax Program was a sales tax on everything, goods and services, but what the promoters of the Fair Tax didn't understand was that it included things like your energy bill, your medical bills, you know, your health insurance, everything, absolutely everything.
Mm-hmm.
And they're implementing it, but they're doing it incrementally, almost, you know, on they're first of all addressing the big ticket items.
Yeah.
And you were saying something about some kind of energy rebate or energy audit or something like that. That will be the kickback to, you know, people at poverty level.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
the redistribution of wealth.
Yes, well, giving them back a portion of the sales tax that they'll be paying, but of course it won't be enough to cover the real tax bite, you know, that they're coming after with this sales tax, which is really the harmonized tax with Canada. Canada already has a goods and services tax.
Mm-hmm.
And so what they're doing really is harmonizing with Canada.
Yeah. Hey, Vicki, John wanted to make a comment to you. Manny, why don't you keep Vicki, and I want to get to Kevin in Australia, too, because I know it's expensive for him to be on the line as well. But let's keep Vicki, and let's add John, line one. And, John, you wanted to make a response to Vicki?
Yeah, Vicki, you're doing good work. I've been telling people for 10 years that BP is going beyond petroleum. The BP used to stand for British Petroleum, but even in their own publications, I've been doing this for 30 years. I go in and out of BP on a daily basis. They've changed. Their corporate logo is now beyond petroleum. They're into solar, hydrogen, and wind. They know that oil is going away. And let's not forget where British Petroleum got its name. It's British Petroleum. It's part of the British economic system, and it's literally under control of the Queen, whether anyone wants to admit it or not.
Yeah.
So they know the agenda.
Well, and you know, this whole... Oh, are you there?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay. This whole international trading system, the way it's set up, and along with NAFTA Chapter 11... You know, where they can force where a corporation can force its way into doing business in the United States, violating U.S. laws under the provisions of NAFTA Chapter 11. I mean, these countries that have these different regulations than we do can establish a company like BP that is in effect a Trojan horse in our country.
Well,
you know,
BP is already to the point where they're imposing Agenda 21 on on the people that do business with them. Like for myself, I've been doing this 31 years, but as of last year, I've got to wear fireproof clothing if I go into the terminal. You know, there's all kinds of things that they're imposing as far as safety, but yet it's all, for lack of a better term, it's asinine because they don't hold themselves to it. You know, this platform that blew up, I'm understanding, Darren, that this Transocean outfit is South Korean owned. They're the ones that built the platform. BP is leasing it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mentioned to you earlier today that a North Korean ship was spotted in the vicinity. Well, guess what, folks? North and South Korea have never ended the Korean War. So
yeah, that was something that I hadn't even seen, and I got a long list of things that I'm going to explore later on in the show about this whole BP thing.
Yeah.
Okay, well, if you would, hold me over for another minute.
All right, stay with us, folks. We'll be back.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Today in America, you are facing threats of bank holidays, currency devaluation, confiscation of funds by lawyers and various government entities. We at Panama Legal Offshore Law Firm based in Guatemala have offshore solutions. For instance, we can form an anonymous Hong Kong corporation for you, get you a bank account, a $1 trillion Hong Kong bank that'll let you own 10 different currencies in your account. If one or two currencies go down, the others will go up. You'll have no Hong Kong taxes, strong bank secrecies, no tax treaty with the USA, no need to go to Hong Kong, access your funds online from anywhere in the world, and you can even get an anonymous Visa card without your name on it or in the script through us. So come visit us at panamalaw.org. That's panamalaw.org. And you can chat with us on Skype or use our encrypted chat and discuss your needs. Thank you.
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, Help, I've Fallen and I Can't Get Up, protects 60,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a nursing home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now 1-800-410-0739. 1-800-410-0739. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure, 1-800-410-0739.
All right, we're back. This is Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks. Let's continue on here. We have Vicky from Idaho on the line. Also, we have John in Tennessee. I believe he's still on the line as well. And, of course, Kevin from Australia. Just hang with me. We'll get to you real quick here. But, guys, let's go ahead and, John, you had another comment?
Well, I didn't mean to take Vicky's time. Just quickly, I'll say this, that BP, everything they have in the United States is for sale. BP has got a huge presence in Indonesia, in the Middle East, and in the Far East, as well as Africa. They know that their future And the future of the world does not include America's presence. Whether, and I know that it sounds harsh, but they know it. Now, they may have some brilliant people in the upper echelon of their corporation as far as fantastic, evil, knowledgeable, intelligent folks. But the ones that they put in control down a lower echelon of their business are idiots. And I mean it, idiots. The good people that ought to be running the terminals, they're letting go. And they're bringing people in because of their sexuality or the color of their skin, and they're giving them control, and they're idiots.
That's intentional, John. That's an intentional thing that they're doing. They did the same thing in my industry, which was designing and writing
software, right?
Software for large corporations.
Mm-hmm.
And they let all of the experienced people go under the theory that, you know, our knowledge was on legacy systems. We were no longer relevant to the PC market. But what they did then is they brought in all these young people who didn't know a system from their rear end. They designed these systems extraordinarily poorly using Microsoft software, which is consumer grade software, and they even did that in our Defense Department. You know, in the Pentagon, they installed Microsoft software all over the place, and that software was not ready for prime time. And the reason why they got rid of the experienced people was so that they could implement it. You know, the experienced people would have said, you know, hold on, this is not, you know.
Well, not only that, people with experience and people with the ability to draw conclusions with good information would say, what in the world are you doing here? You know,
yeah.
What have you got up your sleeve for us? You know, and to go back to the Gulf, I hate to keep harping on the Gulf of Mexico and what's going on down
there.
Well,
it's very relevant right now, John.
Well, the amazing part of it is that they know the effect that this is going to have. And
mm-hmm.
although South Korea built the platform, and if I'm wrong, someone correct me, but I brought this to public radio or local talk radio and was basically poo-pooed. The information that I have is that this valve, this emergency shutoff valve, and it's so unusual, Darren, because even every part of this industry has got a fail-safe, and they've got a fail-safe to a fail-safe. You've got internal safety valves. You've got external safety valves.
You know, my understanding from listening, I heard Lindsay Williams on another broadcast, and one of the things that he said was that the pressure, see, they were drilling, the ground was 5,000, the ocean, the water is 5,000 feet deep at that point. They were drilling an additional 30,000 feet beneath the surface of the earth, okay? And the pressure that they encountered blew out everything that they had, according to what Lindsay Williams said.
But that's
well,
why
maybe,
that's
maybe
why
hell
drilled.
Is literally getting to expand itself, folks. Maybe we have crossed a line on this planet, and God is a little bit upset.
That's why they drill those test holes, so that they know what the pressure is at depth.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not buying the doofus excuse.
Yeah. Well, hey, thanks, guys. I got to take Kevin. We'll be when we come back.
With recent internet.